Do you have what it takes to win big? All you have to do is convert a field goal from the 20-yard line, and you could win $10,000 plus $10,000 for the school of your choice. Learn more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Santander. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack. Now we're going to take a look at the New York Giants in just one moment. But first, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLticketExchange.com. Critical portion of the schedule here, Glenn. The Giants at the undefeated Carolina Panthers. The critical bye week, and then it's at Dallas.
Two out of three. You're going to beat the Giants. They're going to do very well in the bye week. And I think they're going to split Carolina, Dallas. Clearly, we'd rather them beat Dallas than Carolina. I'm not sure an extended winning streak can happen, but I'll take the two out of three.
I just don't know if I take Carolina for real yet. I just don't know if I do that.
I understand that. Yeah. But I also believe in the ebb and the flow. Okay. And I don't think this Eagles team right now is good enough to rip off a four-game winning streak.
I'm feeling some momentum here. I'm feeling some positive. Plus black jerseys, as you know. We love that. All right, Monday night, it's the New York Football Giants coming to town. That's the last time I referred to that team as the New York Football Giants. The Giants coming to town. First look at them. Let's begin at the quarterback position. The all-familiar name, Eli Manning, having another good season, Glenn. And no matter what you want to say about the guy, he knows how to win in the clutch.
And we saw that the other night, Sunday night, when they come back and win it at the very end on a beautiful pass and a beautiful catch. One more dig at the Cowboys, if I may. In terms of respecting opponents, I put Eli Manning here and Tony Romo here. I really do. Eli Manning is a guy who scares me in a close game at the end much more than Romo, and we saw that. So the trick is get way ahead and don't let him go.
Yeah, and durable, 10 touchdowns this year, just two interceptions. He's been really good. Sam Bradford's numbers are picking up. I feel like he's gotten a lot better from week one.
He has, no doubt about it. He's going to have a good first half one of these days. He's very good in the second half. It's a long time for him to get warmed up in games. He's got to come out and be on fire right at the beginning.
All right, but let's look now at the running back position, and we list DeMarco Murray. I think the list should be DeMarco Murray slash Ryan Matthews. You see the numbers picking up just a bit for Matthews, for DeMarco Murray. Yep. And then for the Giants, Rashad Jennings, 3.4 yards per carry. Yep. They really do have trouble running the football.
They really can't
run.
Plays
into the strength of this defense.
Right, whether it's Jennings or whether it's Andre Williams or whoever they got, they've developed no kind of running game at all. Right now, they've got Ben Vereen, thank you,
yes.
Who's no Darren Sproles.
But
Shane Vereen. Ben Vereen is an actor.
But he can really dance.
Yeah. Yeah, their running game is decrepit.
Shane Vereen, a great pass-receiving threat, will be another challenge for the Eagles linebackers. And wide receivers, some question marks for the Giants with hamstring injuries plaguing Odell Beckham Jr. as well as Reuben Randall. The Eagles spreading it around. Glenn, the concern with the Eagles receivers, still too many drops.
Still too many drops, and you just got to stop that. You know, I hear they go out and work with the jugs machine at 9 a.m, and that's what you got to do. And sooner or later, you got to drop that. I don't think this is a question of Sam Bradford throwing uncatchable footballs. I just think that will snap out of it. The Giants really don't have a lot of skill position players at running back and wide receiver other than Odell Beckham Jr., who's great, but maybe hampered.
And that Ben Vereen guy can really kick up the
storm. Shane Vereen.
Shane Vereen, who was huge in the Super Bowl for the Patriots. I do not sleep on Shane Vereen.
Okay.
He may tap dance his way down the sideline for a couple of
You rank him higher than I do. We get to the tight end.
Defensively, well.
Their tight end, Larry Donnell, is terrific.
Great catch in the end zone.
The thing he made to win the game the other night against San Francisco was terrific. So, he worries me more than your dancing Shane Vereen.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Giants and their defense. They just aren't very good defensively, particularly against the pass. No pass rush, just 4 sacks. They've allowed the most passing yards in the NFL. The Eagles should have opportunities in the pass game. And you may see a repeat of the game plan from Sunday. Drop back, get rid of the football very quickly, more under center, get the run game going after you establish the passing game. Sam Bradford did a really nice job, and I give Glenn Macnow credit for that. Spread the football around.
Yeah.
A really smart game plan from Chip Kelly last week.
There, of course, and I suggested it, so who else would have ever thought of such a thing? You know, the Giants a couple years ago had that great pass rush, right?
Yeah.
And injuries, we know the injuries.
Jason Pierre-Paul's.
Right, you blow off your hand, that's a problem. And old age and letting some guys go has really taken away what was always the strength of that team under Tom Coughlin. So I think that without that pass rush, they are very vulnerable.
Yeah, and the injury report later in the week will be really important to follow as well. So that's our first look at the New York Giants when we return to Eagles 360. It's time for the world of fantasy football.